This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged. Let's go.
Hello.
Anyone who's been on the Viking Splash Tour will know why Vikings didn't have horns on their helmet. And it was because it'd be very easy in battle to take off the helmet and give them a whack on the head.
Ah, it's like a handle.
It's basically a handle. Mm. But originally it was in theatre. It was in like Shakespearean or something. Something happened. Mm. And they said, let's put helmets with horns mm-hmm. on the helmets. And that's why it stuck. But it's not historically correct. Not factually correct.
But however, if they had a little simple strap under said helmet, then they wouldn't be able to lift it off their head and they could stab each other with the horns.
Very true.
Like a bull.
Very true.
I just said that I was looking forward to going to Waterford and Dave said home of the Vikings and he said...
I said spoken like a true Viking.
Ah, very good.
Isn't that what the Vikings did? They came to Waterford.
And Vikings suck.
Vikings are not good people. I don't understand why we objectify them as if they're amazing. They're, mm-hmm. They were not good people.
And if they came to Waterford anyway, why are they being so celebrated in Dublin?
Well, I suppose they came all over. Like.
I know feck all
They came
about
to Drogheda as well. Like.
What were they doing? Where did they come from?
They came from Norway.
Yeah.
And they said, we're going to go there. And everyone is like always like, I won't get into it too much, but everyone's always like, oh, you know, we married into the Vikings. Yeah, not by choice. They didn't give us any choices. They did bad stuff.
Yeah, they tried to just take over, didn't
it's
they?
It's kind of mad how we look at them and don't go, oh my God, they were bad. As opposed to like looking at if any other country has done something bad in the
like
past.
Like the Brits, say.
Like the Brits or the Germans or something. Yeah, we're like, oh, that was bad. But the Vikings, grand, don't worry about it.
Do you know what? There's a massive black hole in my life. I need to learn about the Vikings and to start hating them because I don't know. And it's always gone over my head.
But at the same time, the Viking Splash Tour was very good.
Mm, they could just call it the Splash Tour.
They could, yeah, yeah.
But then, Callum, any thoughts
on
the Vikings?
Screaming. No screw. There's a big Viking stuff in the UK, especially kind of up Jack's way in York. Mm. There was, I remember, there was a visitor centre. I think it's still there called Jorvik, and you go around and it's like an interactive thing, a bit like the Dublinia.
Oh, yeah.
But I've never been to there either.
Mm. Guys, have a lovely weekend. Dave, enjoy your holiday.
Thank you. I'll see you in a week.
Oh, yeah.
Callum,
he's on holiday.
See you on Monday, Pat.
See you Monday.
Bye.
Bye.
Let's go. Turn up.
Spin.
All I need is Emma, Dave, and Fiona.
Emma, Dave, and Fiona.
We did it, darling.
I'm so happy for you.
Why? You're,
are you going on holidays now for a week?
Oh, shut up.
Oh, no, wait, that's me.
Oh, you absolute little evil devil. Oh,
welcome to the weekend, everybody. Do you know what? I am on holidays. And I thought, why don't we start off the holiday the best way, eating absolute crap.
Oh, yeah, go
so
on.
What
oh,
I
my
have
gosh, you're
here.
Jonathan Maloney. God help him. You know. His trainer.
My poor coach.
Yeah.
I have here... O'Donnell's of Tipperary.
Lovely.
Gluten-free.
Uh-huh.
Rachel Allen's Sunday Roast Flavour.
Oh, is this the new collab thing?
Apparently it tastes like Rachel Allen. Which I would be very happy with. Okay, so have a crisp. Take a crisp.
Oh, no. You're, no.
We're doing Sunday Roast. Come
are
on.
You joking? At this hour of the morning.
Wait.
At 4 minutes past seven.
Callum,
on
take one in.
A Friday morning after one of the hottest nights in the...
Our first thing. Hold on, don't eat it yet.
No, I'm having a sniff.
I just want a little drink of water first.
Just cleansing the
I'd be raging if this is how I smelled. If it was like collab with Emma Nolan and smelled like this, I'd be like...
It's her Sunday roast. Yeah, it's not with her. It doesn't taste like her.
I had a
okay,
lick.
Are we ready?
Yeah. Oh, it's a lot. It's very, very intense.
Oh, it's beefy. I was like mentioning chicken.
I'm not getting much.
It's not too bad.
Like, it kind of just tastes like crisps.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like Kyo's or O'Donnell's have loads of these.
Great yeah. brand recognition.
Yeah, I know.
He has the back in his hand.
I have the back in my hand. I accidentally call them Kyo's. My
it's
bad.
It's not bad, but it's not great.
I really like it.
Oh, yeah? Would you be able to eat a full pack, though?
I'd eat a full pack of them.
Well, off you go. You're on your holidays.
I thought that was savage, but...
Very oniony. You can taste kind of onion gravy.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's kind of like cheese and onion.
But beefy.
But I don't get the beef. I don't know where the
there's something kind of bacon fries going on in there. You know, yeah. you can taste that. All right,
it's mad that those crisps, bacon fries. My girlfriend's vegetarian and she can eat them because it's just flavourings.
Not really bacon in there. I think it's the same with chicken teas. There's no chicken in them.
Yeah,
it's just chicken flavour. Yeah. It's probably the same with your local Chinese.
Chicken teas mentioned. Obviously, Dave goes for the chicken teas. I love it. Becky Hill now kicking off with more. You're listening to Spin. Happy Friday. Amble with the swell on Spin. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona. Good morning.
Good morning. Do you want the heat in your life but also want to be able to sleep right? Well, then pick a holiday. Ibiza, Mykonos or Marrakesh. That's what we got. It's up to you. Spin Summer send-off. To get yourself qualified, you need to be listening very, very intently for the next couple of whiles. Because it's happening very soon this morning.
Okay.
It won't be at like 9 o'clock. Do you know what I mean? It's happening very, very soon.
And if it did happen, what would I do?
You would text Spin Summer Send Off. You'll hear all the details. You'll hear a little cue to text.
Perfect.
And then you'll go, oh, I know what to do. And you'll send Spin Summer Send Off off to a text to 087-711-1038. And that will get you qualified.
Sounds straightforward. I'm on board. There's a new messaging app and it's putting a very
old... Is it Viber?
It's not Viber.
I really want to bring back Viber.
Why? What was so cool about Viber again?
I just liked the colours of it. Mm. I thought it was a cool thing to do. And then
WhatsApp kind of destroyed it.
I will never forget going from Viber to WhatsApp and being like, oh, wow, okay.
I was never on Viber.
Were you not?
No.
Oh, wow. Me and my mates had a really, really giddy night, a very late night, only, I'd say, probably about a month ago, and we all downloaded Viber for the crack, and we all started a group chat on Viber.
I wonder, does anyone else other than you guys still use it? Would you use your group chat in Viber now, or
no,
is it just kind of a thing?
Straight back to us.
Okay. Well, this new one is putting in a very old twist on texting because it is all about being, it's all about rejecting instant messaging, and it's looking back at the old school method of carrier pigeons. So, it's called Carrier Pidge. It's an iOS app. And it's designed to make messaging as slow and pointless, kind of, as possible.
Like a pen pal type.
Yeah, I reject that they're calling it pointless. I think it's actually great, to be honest, especially if you've friends across the world. And I'll get to why I think that in a minute. But instead of delivering messages instantly, the app will calculate a pigeon's journey using a real GPS distance between two people.
That's so cool. I like that.
It's very interesting. They say that a pigeon flies at around 110 miles an hour. So if you're very close to someone, like
there is no way in hell a pigeon flies that fast. A pigeon flies at what speed?
I'm going to take that computer off.
You can't. 40 to 60 miles an hour. 110 miles. Where did you get that from?
A really efficient looking article. The way that you say it. Yeah, that's very fast.
I will give you this. Top racers. Well, no, seriously, racing pigeons can hit 90 to 100 apparently.
Okay, well look, obviously someone then really nearby will get a message within seconds, but if you're further away it'd be different. But what I love about the app as well is, like trying to mimic reality, every pigeon has a 0.2% of getting lost, so your message just might never arrive.
That's so funny. I love that.
And flying speed can vary based on weather conditions by around 25% as well, so you're never really guaranteed.
Can you upgrade to send a raven instead?
Well, here's the thing, let me explain, because there's actually a rival app doing this similar thing as well. But the kind of carrier pigeon theme, it runs throughout the whole app. So your friends become your flock.
Brilliant.
And your incoming friend requests are stored away in an aviary at the beginning.
Love.
So it's kind of this way of, kind of, as I say, rejecting instant messaging. I don't know about you guys, but you know, if you're catching up with a friend who's at the other side of the world, right? And you get a big long voice note, someone in Australia, it's a 4 or 5 minuter. You listen to it, you take your notes, you get back in touch. And then the next day there's a message back. I'm like, that's too quick.
Yep.
We didn't need to do that quickly. That could have taken a few days. I think that's a lovely way to
do
it.
That's horrible. If you sat down to a voice note and you were like writing down all the notes, you send one back and they reply straight
instantly.
Away.
Instantly.
I hear.
Like, give it a few days at least. But I was looking at it, right? So I asked, this was ChatGPT. The initial article with 110 miles an hour wasn't. But I asked ChatGPT to estimate the speed of a pigeon, if you, Dave, were to message Pippa, who works in Boston a lot, how long it would take you guys to get your messages. So the estimated flight time would be about 27 hours, so a day and 3 hours.
Oh my God.
That's
without breaks.
Without breaks, if it was just going consistently, you would only get a message over and back to Pippa between a day and 3 hours. I was checking out your mum in Nottingham, Callum, when you texted your mum. So not too far away.
No.
You'd be looking at about an hour and a half for a message to deliver to your mom.
That's not bad at
That's
all.
Not bad
That's
at
quicker
all.
Than the flight if you factor in the airport time as well.
And if I was getting in touch with my family and friends in Waterford, it would take about 50 minutes to get a message over and back. This is kind of similar. I mentioned kind of a rival app. Another app called Roost was released around the same time earlier this year. There's been concerns that they were copying each other in development, but they both are claiming that they're independent creations. But this guy from Roost was explaining how his app works.
I made an app where you send courier pigeons with your messages to your friends, and we just hit 500,000 users. And yeah, your messages arrive slowly, but don't you love that anticipation? And for people that want to speed their birds up, you can actually train them.
So on Roost, you can train your birds.
That's
Isn't that
cool.
so fun? Yeah.
It's so bizarre, like, to think this up as an app. Like, do you know what we've always thought? Our messages are too quick. Let's slow them down. Why don't we do the same for our cars and the internet?
But it's kind of like that at the moment. I feel like there's such a rejection of AI. There's such a rejection of, like, doom scrolling. There's such a, like, I don't know, people passionate about trying to encourage people to get off their phones a little bit more, that like they are, there is a market for this, definitely, you know.
So here's my pen pal in Tokyo. I'm going to send him a little note, and it might take a week for him to get it, and he has no idea what it says. Anyways, download Roost. It's on iOS and Android.
And what's cool about the, I'm sure it's the same with the Pigeon app, but on the Roost app, you can actually see your bird as it's navigating on a virtual map.
I like the thought of using this for breaking news. Do you know what I mean? Like, just had a baby. It's like a week later.
Yeah.
And then another week later. Congratulations. Like, on what?
Or breakups.
Yeah. Brilliant.
Right. There's been...
Emma's nervous, Callum.
I am.
I don't like this.
I'm a little bit nervous this morning on our running order.
We've talked about this for a week. By the way, we plan everything on the show. I know it doesn't sound like it, but we do genuinely plan for our show. And the one person who always knows what's coming up is producer Callum. Whereas Callum has absolutely no idea what's happening right
Yesterday
now.
In our post-show meeting, Emma and Dave said, tomorrow morning, we have something for you, Callum, but we can't let you know what it is until the morning. Just trust us. It's okay. So I'm trusting you and trusting you not
it's
to
okay.
get this cancelled.
No, you're all right. You're overthinking it now.
To me, it's more of, like, when we do things like this, I just feel like he's going to be so nervous, and that makes me happy. Even though it's like not much we're doing, it's nothing, it's nothing crazy, but it's just, I like you being a little bit on edge.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, for 4 years on this show,
we're leaving. Imagine. Imagine we said we were leaving, we're going to FM.
Imagine if we told you live. As soon as I started saying that, I was like,
so
this
funny.
Sounds so serious.
That would be gas. We so should have done that. We should have been like, we're leaving. It's been an absolute blast. We're leaving you here.
Mate.
Monday morning, it's just you.
Dave's not going on holidays.
It's fully charged with producer Callum. No, he's not going on holidays. He's getting inducted into RTE. No, okay, look, 4 years on the show. It's quite serious now, this. I've been getting a lot of slack from you guys about my consumption of water.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I always use... I always buy water.
Yeah.
Balvic bottles, Ballygown bottles. I'm not one of these fussy people. I take whatever water is given to me. I use a few days of the plastic bottle. I recycle it and I get a new one. You've always given me slack, saying I need to cop on, be more environmentally friendly.
She doesn't use the bottle return scheme.
Right. Okay.
I don't think I've ever had a plastic bottle of water.
Okay.
Like, on this show.
No,
I've
need
always
to...
just had a metal one or a plastic
okay,
one.
Okay, yeah, you're wonderful. Well done.
I know,
well
thank
done.
You.
She buys these bottles.
Okay. I know.
Just wastes them.
So then, about a month ago, Jack decided that we were going to invest in some nice water bottles. And he went out of his way and he got some really fancy one online that was stupidly priced. But anyway, I was like, oh, thanks a mil. It's kind of our anniversary this week, so I guess that's my anniversary present. That'll do. Thanks a mil.
This
that's
fella
nice.
Keeps getting better and better in my eyes.
And then producer Callum saw that I was on board with the water bottles and was in Tesco and saw some water bottles and was like, being so kind. And was like, I'm going to buy a water bottle for my colleagues, Dave and Emma, and just to enhance their new water bottle experience, Emma's new water bottle experience. He got me a gorgeous one. It had a straw in. It was pink. It's very large.
It's unbelievable. It's the same one as mine. It's 1.6 litres. I'd go through one per show.
That's
great
crazy
stuff.
Yeah. Whereas I don't like the straw, so Callum got me a metal one.
Yeah, he was very thoughtful. He knew I was into the straw, and it's all about the sucky bit for me with the bottle. So I was using that a lot when I was up and down to boxing, because it was very handy, because it has the straw. When you've got the gloves on, you don't have to do any twisting. You just kind of press the button and it pops up. And at the very beginning of the first day, when you got me this bottle, I went, oh, I wonder if I can give that a wash in the dishwasher. And Dave and Callum were like, no, it'll destroy
it. Yeah, it'll shrink it.
Put it in the dishwasher. I was like, okay, guys, clearly I won't then. And in the meantime, I was trying to keep Jack happy by using the bottle he got me. It was all going on. I had a lot of new bottles in my life, but I was very happy with the situation because it meant that there was always one chilled.
Mm-hmm.
Either one was in the fridge or one was out in the go with me, and life was good.
Yeah.
But I put the one you gave me in the dishwasher.
Oh, Emma!
She did it on the first, like, 4 days. So when Callum was like, where's your water bottle? She was like, oh, yeah, I think it's at home. She was lying.
I got that like a month ago for you.
I haven't been able to tell you or really look at you in the eye for a month. I'm so glad.
But you told Dave.
I confided in him off the air being like, if you see any of these bottles around, will you buy one for me?
You know what? I did see them, but I thought, I'm still not going to get one. It's funnier if I don't.
I've been up and down to Tesco Nutgrove. I've been searching online. Well,
they were in the reduced to clear section, so when it's gone, it's gone.
When it's gone, it's gone. I've been on the hunt for a month trying to replace this bottle so that you will never know any different.
Emma,
and
bottle,
Callum, all I have to say is, I'm so sorry.
The bottle was €4. It doesn't matter. I would have picked you up another one.
It's not the point. The point is you did something kind and you said, don't put it in the dishwasher. And I went, it'll be grand. And it came out looking like the saddest little weep of a thing, all sideways and contorted.
You cannot put, you can put lunch boxes in the dishwasher, but you can't put water bottles.
In fairness, that doesn't make any sense. Just make a water bottle out of what
I have
make
to say something.
And
no offence, but the pricey one Jack got was perfectly fine in the dishwasher.
Well,
it was a plastic.
But it's thick stuff. It's
I still have mine. Yes. The metal one you gave me.
I'm proud of you.
In case you're worried about punishment, I already have been. Because the one that Jack got me, I left in a taxi the other day.
Good. So now you deserve to be what?
She's on the Volvic.
So now I'm back on the Volvic.
Okay. But you know what's gas is? Do you remember like our first week 4 years ago on this show? Emma bought us all hot water bottles.
Oh, yeah.
And it took me, I'd say, a full year to be like, yeah, the day after that, I gave it to my granny. Because she was for a year.
Are you just saying that to hurt me?
He definitely is. There was no need.
I'm moving house. I literally threw it away in the last week or so.
Do you know what? This is why we're moving to 2FM.
You true? Okay, do you know
we're
what?
We're not, by the way.
I don't even feel slightly bad now.
Moving.
The disrespect, the lack of appreciation.
And that's why we're off.
Good luck, Callum. Fully charged for Callum Monday morning. Chris Lorenzo and Invisible, you're listening to Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona, and this is the home of the Tricky 10, the game we play offering up €2,000 twice a day. And I suppose this morning, your last two opportunities to take €2,000 for the weekend might change your weekend plans. Definitely would mind.
100%, but mine wouldn't be changing. I will still be going on holidays.
He's going to be really annoying this morning, just to be aware. Be aware. If you want to play the Tricky 10, all you have to do is message us the word tricky in a WhatsApp. Take it on, win yourself 2K. 087-711-1038. That's our number, the word tricky.
Dublin Travel. With Just Eat. Score weekly winning deals from McDonald's. Available exclusively on Just Eat.
Little bit cooler, little bit cloudier today, but not as sticky, so we'll take it. Highs of around 23 degrees at lunchtime and a cooler evening
ahead.
That was
an insane night's sleep.
It was horrible,
man.
Callum's loving it.
I woke up at 4 a.m, the window wide open, and I was like, I feel nothing.
I'm also terrified of the electricity bill having the fan on overnight.
I didn't have one. I gave my fan to my housemate like an idiot.
Why did you do that?
I don't know. I thought it was trying to be nice. I don't know. Stupid.
Stupid.
She's up on the third floor, so it's just like the attic, basically.
The heat rises.
Okay. So, yeah.
That's a weird thing to do, isn't it?
What?
Giving away your fan in a heat wave.
Well, I know, but as I said, she's on third floor, so the heat rises. She's sweating up there, and plus she has a carpeted room.
Okay. You're very kind.
I think so.
Very selfless. Station, this is Spin.
Spins. Summer. Send off.
Ooh, Spin Summer Send Off is here. We want to wrap your summer up with an unbelievable holiday to either Ibiza, Mykonos, or Marrakesh.
I don't
it's your
I've
choice.
Asked you, what would you do?
Oh, now. You know our friend Shona? She goes to Ibiza all the time.
Yeah.
But she goes to a different part of the island.
Mm-hmm.
She goes to like at the family friendly one.
Yeah.
That's where I'd be going.
Okay.
I don't like the whole club scene. I don't like the whole, I love Joel Corry, but I don't want to see him live. I'd have a panic attack.
I know.
Do you know what I mean?
And I certainly don't want to see him live in a pool with like 200 other people in said pool.
In a beach.
Yeah.
Or O Beach.
Okay. Well, look, I think I'd have to go to Marrakesh, and we'll get to for why the prize is class. No matter what you choose, we'll sort your flights and transfers. If you pick Ibiza, we'll give you 7 nights in a 4-star hotel with tickets to a massive Ibiza club night.
See, Dave, that's what scares me.
Dave would swerve that, yeah, but swerve. Maybe that is right up your street.
Maybe it is. But if Mykonos is more your thing, there's 7 nights in a 4-star hotel with day access to the Tropicana Beach Club for the day. Now, again, that sounds class.
Mm.
The beach club, though, I'm like, is the music loud?
Yeah.
Do you know what
and
I mean?
I'm like, is it one of those beach clubs like where I have to wear a bloody bikini?
Exactly.
All day?
Is it going to be Love Islanders? Yeah. I have no interest
like,
in that.
Is it bikinis and heels?
I have no interest.
I'd have a panic attack.
If I'm the only person with a few love handles, I've no interest in going there. Yeah. Do you know what
I'd
mean?
Be the exact same.
No interest.
I'm like, unless I can cover up, lads, I'm not interested. But Marrakesh, very sandy, but gimme. 7 nights in a Moroccan Riyadh stay, a shopping tour, thank you very much, and a hot air balloon ride. Yes, please.
That honestly also terrifies me, but it's so cool.
Yeah, it is cool.
Nothing doesn't scare me, apparently. I've found out through this Spin Summer send-off. Listen, to win, you got to get qualified. You were listening out for a cue to text. It was going to pop up during the show. It did earlier on. So if you heard it, you would have sent Summer send-off to 087-711-1038. And two people who did that are Jake and Nicole.
They are. Jake, how are you?
Not bad, now yourself?
Yeah, we're really good, thanks.
What are you up to for the day, my man?
On the way to work, unfortunately.
What do you do?
Electrician.
An electrician.
And are you...
Unfortunately, you're about to make a fortune.
Don't be telling people that.
And come here, any plans for the weekend?
No plans, no quiet weekend. Hopefully it stays warm for the weekend.
Have you been away this summer yet, Jake?
No, I haven't.
Okay, God, I'm really backing you this morning.
Yeah, we really
then.
Need you to.
I need to get on board with Nicole as well, who's online too. What's the crack with you?
How are you?
Not too bad. What are you at for the day, Nicole?
I'm in work today.
You're in work. And how was the heat wave for you last night? Did you sleep at all?
I actually did sleep, thank God, but it was very warm.
Yeah,
very
tough warm. Going.
What do you do for work, Nicole?
I just do admin.
Admin. Here's Emma to give you a lecture now on what you've just said and how it's wrong.
Yeah, okay, Nicole. When you tell people what you do for work, you don't ever include the word just. You say, I do admin. Okay?
Absolutely. You gotta be proud of it, Nicole.
Totally.
All right, so Jake on line one, Nicole on line two. Jake, where would you be choosing? Ibiza, Mykonos or Marrakesh?
Mykonos.
Okay, very nice. And yourself, Nicole, where would you be choosing?
I think Marrakesh.
Oh, very nice.
I think the hot air balloon ride is very much would do it for me with the Marrakesh
trip. Absolutely. Well, basically, the two of you is listening, right? We have 9 doors in front of us. The first person to find their destination that they've just chosen, Jake Mykonos and Nicole Marrakesh, they'll be qualified for the grand finale on the 28th of this month. So, the very best of luck, Jake, because you're on line one, you get to go first. If Nicole picks the door that says Mykonos, you then know where Mykonos is, so you can choose that number again. I just need to be very clear on that. You can pick the same door again.
Well, we'll kick off. Any door between 1 and 9, have a guess there, Jake.
5.
Marrakesh.
Oh, shh.
Nicole, you know what door to choose. I hope you're listening.
I was number 5.
Marrakesh.
Simple as that.
Well
Nicole,
done, Nicole.
You are qualified. That was a very quick game. Jake, try and get back on when you can, okay? Mind yourself.
Good luck, Jake. Good luck, Nicole. Congratulations, you are in that finale, and are qualified to potentially be going to Marrakesh this summer before it ends.
Deadly. Thanks so much.
Have a great weekend.
Good
see
luck, Nicole.
Bye. 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 More chances to get yourself qualified all across the day and weekend here at Spin and Weekend ? And Weekend Camp.
And Weekend.
And Weekend. It's Emma, Dave, and Fiona. Dave is off on his holidays. I can't believe I'm even the one drawing attention to it. Because
which is so funny, right? Because Emma went mad. She was like, 2 holidays, you bougie thing. And I was like, hold on now a second. I've added up my holiday days. I took 10 when I went to Crete, and now I'm taking 7 when I'm going to Mallorca.
Mm.
That is 17 days. You went to Thailand for 3 weeks. That's 21 days. That's
3 weeks is 15 working days.
Yes, but 21 days in total, 7, 7, 7.
Oh, right, okay. I just was curious. You took such offence. I said, do you normally do the two? I couldn't really remember last summer
last year,
or
I
previous summer.
Last year I went to Corfu and then...
skiing.
And I went, shut up, Callum.
You went skiing earlier in the year.
Shut up.
So, sorry, is this your third holiday this year? Oh, in fairness,
how much is we paying this
no,
man?
No, in fairness, guys, okay? In fairness, I didn't pay for skiing. That was Mammy and Daddy.
Tricky, tricky, tricky.
So you have to cut me some slack, okay? I am relatable as ever.
Oh, my God. And wasn't that the holiday where you had to cough up for one dinner for Mammy and Daddy?
Two dinners.
Oh, and he came back
and a lunch.
He came back with his little sprayed wrist.
my sprained thumb. It's still not right.
Over in the snow.
It's still not right. That's why I have to go to Mallorca. I have to mend it. It needs rest.
He had his little bandage on looking for attention for about 3 months. Oh, I sprained my wrist.
Looking for sympathy. You heard it while skiing.
Wearing a strap on his thumb. Get a grip.
I need my third holiday from you guys.
Now, the Tricky 10 is on the way. We play twice a day for €2,000. Your chance to win it this morning. It's 10 questions. Every answer we know is an answer.
How many holidays has Dave been on?
The answer is 3 and a potential for a 4th if Mommy and Daddy are going away at the end of the year. 087-711-1038 to register the word Tricky.
Dublin Travel. With Just Eat. Score weekly winning deals from McDonald's. Available exclusively on Just Eat.
You're going to get the fright of your life one day. They're going to cut you off. Maybe when you hit 40, they'll go, now that's it now, Dave. We can do no more for you. You'll be like, what do you mean?
There'll be no lunches for them if they do that.
Right, it is coming up on 8 o'clock Friday morning. What's the crack on the roads now? Alex.
Morning, guys.
Playing all the hits.
Go on and turn it up.
Ain't nobody do it like you.
You're number one.
Music station.
You've got Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Morning, hello.
Morning everybody, welcome to the weekend.
Guys, we're only 2 weeks out, I think, from Fiona's return from mat leave, which is very exciting.
That's so scary, but because like it's so exciting but also scary because I'm like, where is there room for a third voice? But then the second she's back, I'll be like, it just feels totally normal again.
Exactly, exactly.
It's mad that Fiona went away.
Oh, there's the room for the third voice.
Hello. Yeah, you'll have less of me when Fiona is back, which is more than necessary. Fiona went away mid-February.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like that long ago.
I cannot believe it's been 6 months, lads.
Well, I do have to come to you this morning with some really bad news.
Emma's pregnant.
Oh, God.
Imagine if I just ruined that. I really apologise.
Don't, you're not, so stop. Don't do the joke, do the real thing.
I was telling you that my friend Claire had a baby a few months ago and I'm going to go and visit said baby today for the first time. And yesterday I was running around trying to find some little cute gifts for said baby I haven't met yet. And I was in TK Maxx. Now, it is worth noting I am PMSing, but I was...
Thank God you told us that.
But I was looking at little Yupro like outfits, like little Nike, little Nike sets for like newborns and like
expensive.
This baby. Not TK Maxx, it was alright.
Oh, fair enough.
I mean, yes, Claire, it was really expensive. But like little Yupro runners and all.
Stop.
And I started crying. So I think the bad news.
Oh God, maybe she is pregnant.
I think this means I'm broody. And they always say in books, it just comes at you one day as a woman. And I think it happened yesterday. Write it down, the 13th of August, 2026. I'm worried.
You've never wanted one before until yesterday.
I never cared before. And then yesterday I was looking at the little Yupro baby grow. It was a Yupro baby grow. And I thought...
Oh, she's off again.
Oh.
May 2027, write it down. Emma's first child will be born.
But the good news is I was PMSing, so maybe it was just that. We'll be fine, guys.
Pumsing.
Stick around. We'll play the Tricky 10 in a sec. But first, another. This is Talk To You on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. Or just Emma and Fiona soon. Or Dave and Fiona, I mean.
Tricky, tricky, tricky.
Now, our second from last chance this week to top the leaderboard in the Tricky 10 and win €2,000. All right, we're hoping it's going to go off today. We're so hopeful each and every day on this. It's Evan on to play this morning, and we've extra hope because he has played before. When you were on last time, Evan, how did you get on?
I didn't do very well.
Did you not? What did you get?
I think I got 4 or 5.
Okay, it's not too bad.
Here's the redemption arc.
You're back to redeem yourself. Evan, where is your accent from? It's lovely.
Wicklow.
Wicklow, very nice. You do sound a lot like our newsreader, Alex, who is also from Wicklow, so that could be the reason why. What part of Wicklow? Is it Avondale?
Baldinglass.
I don't know if that's close to Avondale.
Is that just the one place you know?
Not particularly.
Okay, right.
Not particularly.
And have you been away this summer on any holidays like Dave? In multiples?
Not this summer.
Okay, well, look, 2 grand in your back pocket would certainly help you.
That would surely change some stuff, Evan. Before that, though, what are you at for the day? Are you working or what are you doing?
Yeah, on my way to work.
What do you do?
I work in food manufacturing.
Well, Evan, welcome back to the Tricky 10.
We're going to put 55 seconds on the clock. We're going to ask you 10 questions. Every answer is going to be a number between 1 and 10, and that answer won't repeat. We can only accept your first answer. If you don't know an answer, make sure to give it a guess, because it could score you that all-important extra point that could win you 2 grand. If you top the leaderboards today, you'll win a €100 Dine in Dublin voucher. You can use that for over 50 restaurants in town. If you get the 10 correct, though, obviously that's the biggie. That's the 2 grand. Ross is top of the leaderboard. He did really, really well earlier in the week. He got 9 in 55 seconds. But Divine Ross, we're backing you now, Evan. Come
absolutely,
on.
Absolutely, Evan. This is your game, your chance to win €2,000. Do it for the lads. Here we go, Evan. The Tricky 10 in 3, 2, 1, start the clock. What number is traditionally said to be a cat's total number of lives?
9.
The Disney movie with the character Baymax is called Big Hero what?
1.
How many T's are there in the word letter?
2.
In the 12 Days of Christmas song, how many lords a-leaping were there?
3.
If you needed a short break, you're said to take what?
2.
What time in the evening would it be at 1900 hours?
7.
On one standard Kinder Bueno bar, how many sections can it be broken into?
8.
Flo Rida's Low and Disturbia by Rihanna were both released in the year 2000 and what?
7.
The number 11 is made up of 2 of the same digits. What are those digits?
1.
If someone orders a starter, main and dessert, they've ordered a what course meal?
3.
All right, Evan, how do you think you got on today? Do you think you have redeemed yourself?
I'm not sure.
Was that as panicky as it was the first time? Did you feel a little bit more relaxed because you have played the game before or you knew what was coming and what it would feel like, or did it make any difference to you?
A little bit more relaxed, yeah.
Okay, good, good. Look, we've done the maths. Let's top them up.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Hey!
It's better than your previous score, Evan. Well done. A few caught you out. The Disney movie with the character Baymax is called Big Hero what? You said 1. The answer was 5.
Big Hero 6, actually.
Oh, sorry. It is Big Hero 6. Excuse me. In the 12 Days of Christmas song, how many lords a-leaping were there? You said 3 there. The answer is 10. 10 lords a-leaping.
Oh, I wouldn't have known that. I was trying to sing the song, but I have no idea.
I also think it should be banned to have any kind of a Christmas song on this at this time of year. If you need a short break, you're said to take what? It's
take 5.
In one standard Kinder Bueno bar, how many sections can it be broken into? It's 4 rather than 8 on the one bar. Maybe you're amalgamating the two. And Flo Rida's Low and Disturbia by Rihanna, they were both released in the year 2000 and what rather than 7, Shinee?
2008.
What did I say?
2000 and what?
Oh, am I okay?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Evan, well done. You did very well. If I took it on, I'd probably get a 0 today, considering I can't even get a word out. So mind yourself and have a lovely weekend, okay?
Good luck, Evan.
Thanks. Have a good one.
Bye. Bye-bye. God, I'm in a bad place today, aren't I?
I'm enjoying it.
I slept well.
It was actually the year 2000 and what, and not 2006. Personal favourite moment.
I wasn't out last night. Nothing like, I don't know. Okay, look. Returning players like Evan, more than welcome to play this game after 9 o'clock.
New players like you, more than welcome to play at 9 o'clock. Take 2 grand off us. It's your final chance of the week. Don't let Ross win this Dine in Dublin voucher. Take it off him.
Give it a lash. Give it a go. Be brave. You got this. 087 711 1038.
Take on the brave, Professor.
Get in touch right now, 087 711 1038 with the word tricky.
For now, though, here's a silly little thing. It's called Dave Ranks. It's where I get to rank from 5 to 1 some of my very favourite niche things. In the past, I've done things like my favourite Phineas and Ferb songs or lines from Fran in Love Hate. Well, during the week, I was listening to a Jason Derulo song and in it, he sang Jason Derulo and I thought, that's funny. Why don't more people sing their names in songs? And then I thought, well, actually, some artists, for some reason, sing their producer tag. So I welcome you this week to Dave Rank's producer tags that are hidden in lyrics for very famous songs.
Woo! Sounds like a bit me, this.
You will recognise the songs for sure. I don't know if you'll recognise the producer tags. Some of them are kind of hidden. Some of them are very obvious. I have isolated the producer tags so you can just hear specifically that. But if you were just listening to the song, I don't know if you'd pick up on it. We start with fifth place. In fifth place is one that you don't hear very often at all, but I feel like it may be familiar to you. It's this.
It's Luca Heights.
Oh, yes.
And if you don't know the song that that would be in, it's this.
What did she say? It's Luca Heights.
Oh, cool. Very good. What does that actually say?
I think it's DeLuca Heights.
Beluga.
Beluga. Like
Beluga.
The whale.
Yeah. Like Beluga with like the whale. Okay, yeah. Interesting. Very good. It's my ranks and you guys are telling me it. All right, we move on to a very, very famous one. This is used in quite a lot of artists, but I never really understood why. This was kind of the very first experience I had with a producer tag. When I heard it, I was going, what are they doing? It's very famous. Fourth place is this.
A red wine.
Oh,
red
my God.
One.
And for so long, we all heard it as red wine.
Red wine.
For so long.
It's from this song.
Red wine.
Lady Gaga's Just Dance.
That was her big song that introduced her to everybody.
And she still had the producer tag on it. Mm-hmm. I wonder, does she still do that? Because I feel like she does.
Red One was around everywhere around the 2010s.
Yes, he was.
Early 2010s, he had that song with Alexandra Burke. He did it on the floor with Pitbull and J-Lo.
You wonder, is he still around as a producer, but the tags are gone, or does he come back under an alias? Or, you know, because if you're a producer to that standard, you'd imagine that you're still producing.
True. Another producer tag in third place. We move on to one that's kind of mainly only used with one artist. In third place, for Dave Rank's producer tags, hidden as lyrics in very famous songs, it's this. Just that. Just
now, the
that.
Only thing about it is, is that a producer or is that just what Akon kind of calls himself?
Is it? Because I thought it was a producer thing because he sings it in every single one of his songs. Is it like a Jason Derulo thing?
Yeah,
I feel like Akon, it's him just being like, this is me, I'm so badass, I'm a convict.
Really? I thought it was like Convict Records or something.
And Akon had the album Convict, I think.
Oh, okay. Akon is connected to convicts and records through his multi-platinum second studio album, Convicted.
Yes.
Okay.
So it's more him being like, I'm a convict.
It's more of a, a Jason Derulo thing. So there you go. It's from this song, by the way.
Convict,
up front. You beat that lady.
Very good.
It's so good, isn't it? But it's not second or first place. I'm really enjoying these. They're
a lot of fun.
In second place, I do not like the guy, but I do like his producer tag. It's one of the most famous ones in the world. In second place, it's this.
We the best music.
Oh, yeah.
From the very famous song.
He doesn't seem like a very nice man, does he?
I don't think he does, but from the very famous song, this. For so long, I was like, what does he do? I didn't realise he produced.
Yes.
But he's the most vocal producer you'll ever hear.
I'm so cocky. We do best music. No, you're not.
That man just be spamming words at the end of every song.
Yeah,
where's the other one where he's like, and I got a new watch.
Yeah.
No
and
one
I got
cares.
A new Rolex. Shut up,
bro. Shut up. I don't like him, but I like his tag. We the best music. And you always know when you hear that, it's going to be a banger.
True.
It's not number one, though. Number one is not something you hear very often, but when you do it, you're like, this is going to be a deadly, deadly song. First place for Dave Rank's producer tags, hidden as lyrycs in very famous songs, it's this. I think of it from Rack City.
I hear it from... What's that song that goes, oh, mama, look what you did started.
I don't know that
oh,
one.
Oh, mama, why you gotta get so naughty?
That one, though, is from this song.
Oh, my God.
Must have on a beat, beatbox, any rap. He a freak, though.
Oh, I get so giddy.
It's so good, isn't it? That is Kendrick and Not Like Us.
One more time.
Must have on a beat,
He a freak, don't.
You know, like when you're just walking and you can do that little walk that you did during the Super Bowl. Anyway, that is Dave Rags, producer Tags, hitting his lyrics in very famous songs. I wonder you enjoyed.
Thank you, Dave. That was excellent. I wonder very if there's good. Like a Mustard on the Beat playlist on Spotify, because I bet you it's just full of absolute Tom
bangers.
Cruise. Yeah, totally, Dave. I think that was one of my favorites.
I say that every week.
I feel like you've missed one, but I just can't think of what you've missed. I'm gonna have to just sit here.
Is it Metro Boomin' Was Some More?
No, because that's god awful.
It is terrible.
If you can think of any more for us, you listening, let us know.
What is it?
There's got to be more. Callum, we could be here all day.
I'm stressed out. I'll play Gracie Abrams and I'll come back.
Good morning. Hope you're enjoying your morning. We're not. We're very stressed because we're trying to think of other producer tags. If you missed it, I just did Dave Rank's producer tags, hidden his lyrics in very famous songs. The things like in Lady Gaga where she goes, a red one. You know, things like that.
And I was losing my mind to Mustard on the Beat.
Mustard on the Beat.
Oh, so good. So Vanessa was in touch. We missed one, an obvious one, apparently.
Yeah, she said Mike Will made it.
Mike Will made it.
This is...
Mike
Will
made it. Oh.
Yeah, that is in Miley Cyrus's We Can't Stop. Play that one. It's very hidden. Mike Will
made it. I remember that. Yeah. That's so good.
It's our party. We can do what we want.
Just at the end of Dave Franks, I was stressing. My head was in my hands. I was like, there's got to be another one. And then I remembered this one. Two Chainz.
Not a producer tag though. He's an artist. That's like saying Jason Derulo.
It's like the convict one.
It's like Jay Sander. Two Chainz is an artist.
Yeah, but
it's a good one though. That is a good one.
That's a great song. Louisa Johnson. He was on that song.
I had that fun fact. But in future, I will do a Dave Ranks, just random artists singing their own name on songs.
Does Bieber do that? No, he never
Justin. JB, maybe. Justin! Oh, yeah. That's Nicki Minaj, though.
Yeah. Guys, this was so fun. We could be here all day.
Show me Ing on Air. Get that back when you come back from holiday.
Myself and my girlfriend are going on holidays tomorrow afternoon and we're going to Mallorca and I'm very, very excited. It's going to be great crack. However, as everyone knows, beep, 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 I'm in a bit of a training program at the moment. So I've been like eating better.
How long is this going on now?
Oh, it's been going on way too long. Sick of it.
I'd say you must be 2 or 3 months in, are you?
2 or 3 months. I'd say since like April or May or something. Fair play, like, it's kind of nuts.
You've been fairly diligent. Like Monday to Friday, you're a very good lad.
I am.
The weekends, you might lose the run of yourself
a little
bit.
Well, that's the thing. And that's why I'm undoing all my work on the weekends, right? So say, for example, I'm down to the weight that I currently want to be at. I'd like to lose maybe 1 more kg or something like that, but I'm pretty happy where
I am.
That's
great, well done.
As soon as I come back from holiday, that will be right back up and I'll have to, what all the trainers fear, start again.
I know, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? They hate the thought of having to start again, so it's about being consistent. The only way to be consistent on holiday is to go to the gym. Now, let's be real, I'm not going to eat and calorie count. I'm going to eat and cover my eyes and just continue. It's going to be fantastic. So I'm not going to calorie count my holidays because that would be miserable. And I will pick the right choices. I'll have the chicken, you know, burger as opposed to the cheeseburger and all that kind of stuff. But I'm still going to enjoy...
Get your protein.
Exactly. I'm still going to enjoy myself.
Good.
You know what I mean? I'll have a couple of drinks by the pool. I'll have my chips. I'll have my chicken goujons. I know it's not healthy, but I suppose...
As you should. You're on your holidays. Come on.
But this is my point of confusion. The gym, the complex that we're going to, has a gym.
Mm.
Pippa is in the training program at the moment as well.
Oh, is she?
And
all
she
right.
is going to be going to the gym.
Ah.
But the thought of that is horrible because she goes, like, she wakes up early, she'll go to the gym. She'll get it done and then she'll go and get breakfast. Do you know what I mean? And she'll wake me up for breakfast. But I'm like, do I get up and go to the gym with her or do I go in the middle of the day? Do I go at all is my genuine...
Your question is, does the gym have any place on your holiday?
On my holiday. Yeah. So you listening 087-711-1038, voice notes are welcome. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. The reason being is because my coach, shout out Jonathan Maloney, he's fantastic. I hate when he listens because whenever he listens, it's me talking about how I had like 4 pints and a burger. But genuinely, he has said to me, Dave, if you go on your holidays and you go to the gym, you'll feel amazing. He was like, when Pippa's getting ready and you're going on a night out, he was like, go hit the gym. He was like, come back, have a shower.
Does he actually say the words, hit the gym?
Hit the gym.
Such a trainer thing to say.
It is. So, and he's like, you'll feel so good, right?
Yeah, and you will.
Now, he said that to me before my holiday a couple of months ago. And I was like, yeah, cool, we'll do. the only reason I went into the gym was because that's where they had the water cooler.
And you refilled a bottle and left.
I picked up one weight and said, no, I'm grand.
Mm.
But this time I don't want to start again from the very start. Mm. Now, I could just get the cardio in, but I'm curious. I'm really curious to hear your thoughts listening. 0877 11 103. Gym on holidays. Yes, no. Thoughts? Anything welcome.
I'll tell you what you do, right?
Honestly, I'm looking for people to go, no, Dave, you're on holidays. But I know most people will be like, David, go to the gym, get a bit of cardio in, get a bit of weights in, and you'll feel good.
I'll tell you what. Go majority rules on this today.
I will. I'll go majority rules.
Majority rules. If the majority of people say yes, then God love you. You're up with the pip and you're going to the gym. If they say no...
I might not get up early with her, though. I might just lie in.
It'd be a good way to just get it out of the way, though, wouldn't it? If they say no, then go chill and have a good holiday. I'd find it really hard personally, because I think a holiday is all about taking a break from every aspect of real life. Work, you know, the normal responsibilities of your day-to-day life. It's proper switch off. And that includes, in my opinion, for me personally... I'm not going to the gym on holiday.
No.
But that's me, and I don't have a six pack because of that.
Can you think about, just think about me as a person 4 years ago, 3 years ago?
Oh, yeah.
If someone brought to me the thought of going for a walk and on a holiday, or let alone to the gym, how much I would slate them.
I know. Yeah, you are a changed man. Okay, so look, majority rules. Does he continue with the plan and do the gym on his holiday, or does he switch off for the week and just enjoy himself? Yes or no? Yes being gym, no being forget about it. 087-711-1038 on WhatsApp.
Thoughts are welcome.
You're actually a brave man to put this one out there, to be honest.
All the fit people who listen to this show.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going on holidays tomorrow. I'm also in a training program at the moment. Beep, 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 beep. I'm trying to eat in a calorie deficit, work out in the gym every single, like, probably 4 days a week or whatever. So now I'm curious, do I go to the gym on holidays, or can I just relax? I don't know what to do.
I don't know if you've said this on the air yet. Oh, you have at 7 o'clock. Dave's been eating crisps all morning to celebrate.
I'm on my holidays. They were new O'Donnell's crisps. They were whatever your one's name is, Sunday roast crisps.
He is off the clock. So we're asking you this morning, does Dave sack off the gym when he goes on holidays, or should he maintain it? Gym or no gym on holidays really is the question on 087-711-1038. What do you think, Tony?
No gym.
Love
no
it.
Gym.
What's the reason, Tony?
Have chips by the pail, sure. My mom always says, swimming will keep you fit.
Swimming will keep you fit. Love that, Tony.
Yes,
love
go on, that. Tony.
Appreciate it, Tony. Have a great day.
Bye-bye, bye-bye.
No,
I'm liking how this is going. Shan is there as well. What do you think?
I'm saying yes, because your goal at the end of the day is to not go back to where you started from.
That is true.
It sounds like you know your stuff. Are you, you're actually a trainer, are you? Yourself?
Yeah, I train. I'm a coach in Block in Bray.
Okay,
the Ballpark Road.
Good on you. Okay, so what are you saying? Gym every day, or just kind of keep your toe in?
Not every day, but like, how long are you going on holidays for?
A week.
Okay, so I'd say maybe 2 to 3 sessions even, because you'd go on holidays before and not do any. So even going and doing one is better than what you'd previously do.
That's true.
So even if you did 2 to 3 sessions or 1 to 2 sessions, and then it's aligning with the goal that you want of not going back to where you started
Fair
from.
Enough.
So even if you do that, you're going to feel better for doing more than previous.
Oh God, I feel so lazy. And yeah, you're dead right, Shannon. You're absolutely correct. I mean, it makes perfect sense.
Shannon, thank you so much. We really appreciate you.
A vote for the gym.
No
thanks,
problem.
Shannon.
Enjoy.
Bye-bye. Some more messages in. Laura says, absolutely not. No gym. I go to the gym 4 times a week and I sack it off for holidays. You only go away 1 or 2 a year. You'll be fine. And the fine is really long.
It's like having angels and devils on my shoulders. Yinka was on. He said, funnily enough, I'll be in Mallorca myself this weekend too.
Oh,
personally,
cool.
I think it's nice exercising in the hot weather. A little taste of what it would be like in the Villa of Love Island. But at the same time, enjoy your holiday. Ah,
right.
Yinka's kind of leaving it up to me there, and
no.
I don't know what to do.
Look, we did say majority rules in the show. You're either going to be working out for this holiday or still eating the crisps. Callum, what's the story?
I'll definitely be eating the crisps the entire holiday, but it's also just, will I work out as well?
And this is what the general consensus is. Initially, it was like, no, enjoy your holiday. But then more and more messages have come through to say, do you know what? Don't dedicate an entire, like, day, a part of day to the gym.
Yeah.
Going maybe once or twice.
If you have the time.
Enjoy yourself. Have some laps of the pool.
Yes.
Do it. But don't have it regimented in your head to be like, if you miss a day, it's fine.
It's fine. Okay, so 2 or 3 times.
So there's no definitive answer.
The definitive answer is go, but on your own terms.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
So not like, you know, like normally you'd go every day during work days, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Here it's like, maybe go on the Monday, and then on the Thursday.
Okay.
But then throw in a bit of swimming. Someone said as well, you're going to get a load of steps in walking if you're doing the excursions.
True. Yeah, that's true as well.
So
you'll be grand. Go have fun. Give it two or three times maybe, and still enjoy your Lions.
A1. Okay.
Happy days.
Sounds good.
A1, Sharon.
Spins 93. Spins 93.
Hello. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to you listening. Hope all is good. We'll crack into the naughty threesome with HB in a sec. But first, did you hear the news, lads? There's a girl. Her name is Rachel Foley. She is from Wicklow.
Okay.
And she has officially been crowned Miss Galaxy.
What? Miss Galaxy.
Not Miss Ireland, not Miss World, not Miss Universe, Miss Galaxy.
The Galaxy Truffle now or the Galaxy Caramel?
Miss Galaxy International. She is the first Irish woman to take this home. She won it. This is the first time we've won a Miss since Rosanna Davidson back in 2003. We won Miss World back then. But what's exceptionally cool about her is she is a construction worker.
She looks so great, cracking.
She loves construction. She loves cars. And she said she got into pageantry because she was feeling like she'd like something a bit more feminine at the time. But she's a construction industry worker, a health and safety officer, so says her life is a mix of a hard hat and high heels.
So is she
kind of cool?
She's like the Thanos of these Miss whatever pageant. So like, say you have like the Meath Rose who meets then Miss Ireland, or meets Miss Europe, and then they meet Miss World, and then it's like, oh, Miss Galaxy.
Yeah, isn't that incredible? And she's from Wicklow. That's crazy. Ireland.
That's very cool. I'd imagine she was up against many aliens, but she is the best in the galaxy.
Well done, Rachel.
Tricky. 10. All right, this is where we give you 10 questions. Hopefully you answer all of them correct and we'll give you $2,000. If you don't, though, don't worry. There is still potential to win something. If you top the leaderboard from all our players throughout the week, we will give you a €100 Dine in Dublin voucher.
Now, Anna's on this morning. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Not too bad at all. Anna, is that a very Cork accent, is it?
It is, yeah.
What part of Cork?
Churchfield.
My father is from Fermoy. Is that close to Churchfield?
Oh, it wouldn't be, no.
You're down
I would be more kind of down the country.
Ah, very
I'd be
nice.
Kind of from the city.
You'd be more a city, yeah. Very good.
Yeah.
And do you listen to us every morning from Cork?
I do.
God, you're very good. Did you live in Dublin at some point to come across us? Or how did you discover us out of just total nosiness?
I was on the app and I just started listening to the channel and I liked it.
Oh my God,
girl,
I love that Emma's gone pure Cork.
I know, I'm gone pure Cork, girl. That's class.
It's so funny.
Very, very interesting topics.
Yeah, that's what we like to hear, Anna. Thank you so much.
Very good. Oh my God, I'm absolutely delighted. That's such a lovely compliment.
It's funny.
So
my,
cheers.
And I see you're on the subject of training. I was training last night. I'm very sore.
Oh, you're on bits. Yeah. Emma did one bit of training on Monday and she hasn't stopped complaining since.
Yeah, it's very bad. To be on Friday and still have sore calves, not a good vibe from a few squats.
I'm very sore.
But what are you doing? Are you flat out in the gym?
No, I'm doing kickboxing training.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. I love the boxing, but I wouldn't be able for the kicking. But well done to you.
So hard.
I'd imagine. All right, Anna, let's see if we can get you $2,000 this morning. Our final player of the week. We're going to put 55 seconds on the clock and ask you 10 questions. Each answer is a number between 1 and 10 and won't repeat. We're only going to be able to accept your first answer. And if you don't know the answer, just make sure and give it a guess. If you top the leaderboard at the end of the week, you win a €100 Dine in Dublin voucher. Not very handy when you live in Cork.
We'll see if we can amend that to something in Cork.
Yeah,
we'll
absolutely
see what we can do.
You can use in over 50 restaurants. And if you're able to answer all 10 questions correct, we're going to give you $2,000. Anna, Emma is going to ask your questions. Ross currently top the leaderboard, scoring 9 in 55 seconds. It's going to take a lot to beat that score, but we believe in you, Anna. The very best of luck. Here we go.
All right, Hun, are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, 3, 2, 1, start the clock. Complete the name of this game, the tricky what?
The tricky 10.
What number would you add to 7 to make 13?
6.
If you are in a throuple, how many people make up the relationship?
3.
On the 53 gram bar of Irish Cadbury Dairy Milk, how many squares of chocolate are in the bar?
4.
Imagine you're eating it now. Okay, complete the popular saying, it takes what to tango?
2.
What number do you get if you turn the number 6 upside down?
9.
The original Princess Diaries movie featuring Anne Hathaway and Julie Andrews was released in the year 2000 and what?
2003.
How many colours make up the Google Chrome logo?
4.
If you got on the Lewis Red Line at...
Ooh.
Okay, we got through 8 questions in total.
How do you think you got on, Anna?
Bad.
Do you think you did bad? I will tell you this. You were very speedy when you had an answer. You were given it very quick and then we were straight on to the next question. But the ones you didn't know, you did take quite a long gap. And so that would kind of waste your time a little bit. So we answered 8 questions. How many did we get correct, though?
Let's top them up.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Wow. Yeah. 7 out of 8. Anna, well done.
That's so impressive, that's Anna. That's really, really good. And you thought you did bad as well, which is gas. The only one you got wrong from the ones you answered were the original Princess Diaries movie featuring Anne Hathaway and Julie Andrews. It was released in the year 2001 and not 2003. Everything else you got absolutely spot on.
And you know why that question's actually around at the moment where people are talking about it? Julie Andrews has officially said she will not be taking part in the third installment.
Is there a third installment?
Yep, and she's officially retiring from screen acting, so she won't play a part in it. So people are a bit disappointed. I think she'll still do the voiceover for Bridgerton because she's not on screen.
Oh, is that her?
But she doesn't want to do.
She was the queen of what's it called?
Genovia.
Very good.
A pleasure to chat to you, Anna, and a real honour that you make the effort to listen in from Cork. Thank you so much.
Have a lovely weekend. Have a great day.
Thanks so much. I'll enter again. Thank you.
Bye.
You know, if I had to live in any other city apart from Dublin, it would be hands down Cork, in an Irish city.
Really?
What would yours be? If it wasn't Dublin and it was a city in Ireland, would it be Belfast, Galway, like any?
Oh, I'd say Galway.
Galway. Galway would do it for me. The only thing about Galway that makes me sad is it does rain so much. Just because they're on the west, it rains a lot.
I thought you were going to honestly say Genovia, and I was like, Emma, that's not a real place. And congrats to Ross, top of the leaderboards.
Ross,
he deserved it. A 9:55 was class. Fair play to him. Can you beat his score?
And next week's prize, premium level tickets to the weekends. Next weekend.
Nice one.
Do you know what? During the week, we had a dog groomer on. I can't remember what her name was, but
Kira.
She was on, Kira. And then literally that day I went on TikTok and I saw this like dog grooming business or whatever, and they were posting messages that they had received about pets that they've been grooming. So it's usually about cats or dogs.
And it's probably the owner getting on, is it?
It's the owner getting on to the to the groomers.
Mm.
And some of the messages are so funny and I need to read them to you. Does Seamus, your dog, do anything specifically when you do a certain thing? Like, is he very like, oh, he won't go to bed unless we do this, or he won't eat unless we do this?
I would say if this is probably the only thing that I would pass on if he was doing an overnight somewhere with someone else. I would say he is, he knows, unfortunately, what wee-wee means, which is so embarrassing because you'd be like, do you want to go for a wee-wee? And if he goes to the door, then he needs to go. And if he doesn't go to the door, he doesn't need to go.
Okay.
That's probably the only thing I'd probably pass on.
Right, fair enough.
Well, in terms of little quirks. Like,
that's really good. I like that. These ones are bizarre.
Right.
We start. If she refuses to come inside, pretend to answer the door and say, oh, hi, Grandma.
Stop.
Duke needs a 20-minute walk. He'll spend the first 15 minutes pretending his legs don't work.
I love that. I love lazy dogs.
If he won't go potty, raise your leg and pretend to mark the side of the house.
Oh!
He will mark over it.
That's so funny.
He starts barking at the hallway around 8:15. Just bark back once and he'll stop.
Oh, that's excellent. Because Seamus, shut up, doesn't actually work.
Really? This one is so bizarre. This is about cats. The fish tank is strictly for the water consumption of the cats. They won't drink out of anything else besides the fish-flavoured water. Weird, I know.
But they don't kill the fish.
No, they just drink from the thing.
So this probably isn't a dog groomer then. It's probably like dog care.
Dog care or pet care or something like that. Okay. Yeah. Even though he has direct access to the backyard, he will choose to go to the second floor and poop off the balcony onto our first floor. So watch out for that.
Oh my God.
To get him into the crate, you have to tell him, you know the rules, and he'll go right in. I love how cute these are. Even though he wants to go for a walk, he'll hide under the bed until you open and close the front door. Then open and close the back door and say, bye. Then he will come out, but only in that order.
Seamus does that. You say, do you want to go for a walk? You even mentioned the word walk about something completely different. He'll lose his mind with excitement. You go, fine, we'll go for a walk. You go and get his harness.
Mm.
Hates the harness. Hides under the kitchen table. You're like, come on, Seamus, come out.
He hides the harness?
He hides. Because he doesn't want to put... So the only way he's going to come out to put the harness on is if you go to the front door, get your keys, as if you're going. And he's like, oh no, I do want to come.
He won't eat unless you put the cat in front of his bowl. So you must find the cat, place him directly in front of Chuck's bowl, and then he will eat.
Oh God, the jealousy.
He will non-stop harass you if you're in the kitchen, meowing like he's dying. But if you put him on the little step stool to sit and watch you while you're in the kitchen, he will be a good boy and just sit there.
Aww.
And this is my favourite one. He hates the baths. But if you sing "Welcome to the Car Wash," he will do zoomies and be super excited about the bath.
That's so
once
funny.
You start singing.
It's so funny, the competitiveness though. Like, my home dog is in my family dog, Kobe. He's a bit of a miracle. He's a golden retriever. He's 15 now, okay?
Wow,
and my dad had him at the vets about 3 weeks ago because he was kind of gone off his food. And my dad's very realistic. He adores Kobe. They're like man's best friends, so hardcore. But it was like, look, if he's gone off his food, who knows? At his age, there could be cancer. It could be something.
Yeah.
Went into the vet. The vet was like, this is a miracle. I don't know. Your dog is perfect. He's fine. Like, I don't really see this very often, but your dog's perfectly happy. But he actually had to give him an injection to like kind of increase his appetite. But my dad always says, whenever he's minding my dog Seamus with Kobe the owl lad, the two of them eat like no man's business, like devour their food.
Really?
Because there's competition.
Of course.
So they're like, get away from me, nuts. Whereas normally Kobe'd look at his nuts all day going, not interested, not
full. That's
fussed.
So funny.
As soon as there's another dog around, he's like, yum!
I did once make the mistake of pretending to eat my dog's food and he did not like that.
No.
That's not a problem anymore because he is dead.
Oh, I was waiting for us.
R.I.P.
Charlie. We'll get R.I.P. Charlie t-shirts for this show at this stage. Just official merch. For now though, it is Friday morning and each and every week we play the music game with no name. The music game with no name, what is it? Because obviously the name tells you nothing. Well, we all belt out the chorus of a song, but how much of the story do we actually take in and listen to? I am someone who loves a good lyric. We've learned that Dave and Callum are not.
We don't really, not that we don't love it, but we don't listen to lyrics like you do.
Yes. And
did
I think,
we not say that we call this game Nolan Your Lyrics?
No, we didn't. It's the music game with no name. Get over it.
Stupid name.
Get over it.
I like it. I like it. So I asked Dave and Callum questions about the little details in famous song lyrics and see if they can remember them. If we were to really simplify it, the question could be, in Cat's Eyes Animal, they say you move like a what?
An animal.
That would be
the
answer to that one.
That's the only point we're getting this morning.
They do say as well, scientific research being done time and time again, that men tend to listen to the beat of the song more than the lyrics.
Really?
I have been disappointed with Callum's performance in this game because I really thought though, despite that research, you do seem to pick up on lyrics quite a bit.
You don't get many compliments on this game, Emma, because me and Callum, one of us usually crashes out during this game and get really annoyed at it. But I will say, I like how you kind of choose songs for us.
I do. I keep yous in mind. I always thought when I started this game, it would be a great Friday buzz, go out on a Friday with, you know, loads of great tunes in your head.
It's just an argument.
But actually, it just puts everyone in a bad vibe for the weekend.
Dave
so
did explain
I'm sorry.
Once a couple of weeks ago that it's a bit like the last day of school, this part of the show.
Yeah.
It's like it's the last part of the show before the weekend.
Yeah.
Kind of a little bit
getting rolled in.
They roll the telly in, but then they show a live-o. And like that's what this game
exactly,
is.
Like, exactly.
Like you're watching telly, but it's a live vote.
Right. Okay, we'll kick off. Round number one. Dave, you're up first. In Macklemore and Ryan Lewis's song Thrift Shop, he asks us, as the listener, to ask someone for his hand-me-downs.
As far as what? What's the question?
He wants, basically, in the lyrics he says, ask this person, can I have his hand-me-downs?
Oh, yes.
Right? Who does he want you to ask for the hand-me-downs?
I think it's his dad, but where your granddad's clothes... I think it's your granddad.
I'ma take your grandpa style. No, for real. Ask your grandpa, can I have his hand me down?
Yes, well done.
Don't you dare go all pedantic on
he
me
said
saying
granddad.
It is a granddad.
Same thing.
The lyric is grandpa.
If I said grandpappy, it would still be correct.
I know, that's fair enough. It's the same identifiable person in the life. Okay. Do you know what I mean?
I knew what it was. I just didn't know the lyrics. And still, don't begin. Watch me now. I hope you do something so similar.
Round one, question one. It's all falling apart already. Yeah. Classic. All right, Callum.
One point to me.
Yes, 1 point to you. Well done. Oh, God. Callum, are you ready?
Yeah.
In the 1975 song Chocolate, this is very sing-alongable. Just calm down, right?
Yeah,
you got the song in your head?
Yeah.
What colour are they dressed in from head to toe?
They're dressed in black from head to toe. Da 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 petticoat.
I never would have got that.
Well done, Callum. A score in
Thank
the door
you.
For you.
Okay. I was actually really surprised. That was probably the only 1975 song I like.
And that's why I chose it for you.
You didn't know that.
I knew that you don't like much the 1975, but I was like,
How could you not
chocolate.
Like the 1975? They're so good.
They're so good. They're amazing. Just because you don't like Matty
Healy. No, him and his weird meat.
Eating the raw
meat. He's an artist, Callum. He's trying to express himself.
Question two.
Right, round two. Moving into 2018 territory now. Dave, Drake released the song God's Plan that year, and in that song he says, don't be pulling up at what time to cuddle with him?
What time would Drake go to bed?
Don't pull up at what time to cuddle with him?
2 a.m.
Don't pull up at 6 a.m.
Who's pulling up at 6 a.m?
Drake's kind of gals, it seems. Okay, Callum, over to you. 2018, okay. That was also the year that Halsey and Khalid released their massive hit, East Side.
Yes.
They say that every day they ride through the back streets in a Corvette. But what colour is it?
Oh, I can't think of the lyric of the song, but I think it's red.
I thought it was green. And every day you know that we ride through the back streets of a blue car. Blue or both wrong.
You mix the red and green together, you get the blue.
Do you? Yeah.
Okay.
You,
I don't know.
We still have equal scores going into round number three. Dave, we're going back to 2005 on this. Kelly Clarkson was dominating that year with her song Since You've Been Gone. Mm-hmm. In the song, she says that since you have been gone, she can do what for the first time?
I swear, when you said Kelly Clarkson's, I was like, I hope this lyric comes up, and it was Breathe. But since you've been gone,
I can't breathe all the time. I don't like going second because it gives me so much pressure on this last question.
Okay, do you know what? For a laugh, we'll mix it up next week.
Thank
okay,
God. He's not here next here. Week.
Oh, for God's sake, the
and
week
then
after.
Go back
then.
To the normal. Yeah.
And then Fiona will be back. Okay.
Yeah. You won't be here the week after.
Relax, everyone, okay. Calm their knickers. Final round, Callum. Mm. In James Blunt's song, You're Beautiful, he says he saw an angel who smiled at him on the subway. But who was she with?
Smile at the subway. She was with another man.
Smiled at me on the subway. She was with another man.
Oh, well, yes, come on.
That's so good.
Proper tiebreaker.
And has she actually written one?
I do. Thank God. I have it, guys. I have it. We're all under control here. I need your name before you give me an answer. Don't be shouting answers. Yeah. No messing, right? Mm-hmm. Fair is fair on this one. We're going to go to Westlife song, Uptown Girl. Okay. What can they not afford to buy her?
Dave, a pearl.
A pearl. That's a singular.
Well, if you didn't give any answer, I at least get something.
Okay, what do you think? Dave said a singular pearl. Westlife say, I can't afford to buy her pearls.
Pearls.
Does he
multiple
get the
pearls.
Point?
That is so not fair.
Oh, come on. You've got to give it to him. You've got to give it to him. Callum, you okay over there?
Yeah, I'm fine. Yeah.
Everyone feeling like they're ready for the weekend? Yeah. Dave, you delighted?
I hate Alivo.
Finn, what are you laughing
at
now?
I've annoyed Callum because he got a new laptop in work and I just tried to break it. I didn't try to break it, but the screen goes flat all the way down.
I'm keeping it away from him.
It turns into like an iPad.
So you tried to make it do the splits.
Yeah,
his
basically.
His brand new laptop he's had in his possession for about 45 seconds.
He freaked. It was very funny.
He's the happiest man in the world.
It's got an Intel Core Ultra i5 processor. It's got 500 gigabytes of storage, which I can do things with.
I don't know what most of that means, but I'm happy for you, man.
I'm Dave. That sounds so dodgy, which I can do things with. Listen, I'm going on holidays.
Yes,
so
you are.
So I will see you mad people in a week.
Yes, Marty Guilfoyle in for Monday. Have a lovely trip, Dave.
Thank
Eat
you so
all
much.
Of the crisps I and
will.
The nugs.
And then go to the gym. Okay.
Michaela's on the way.
Bye.
Good luck.
Mwah.
Bye.
Your number one hit music station.